Well, it's almost the end of the show, everybody. My last show in 15 years. Still have not heard from Trudeau. I'm never going to get that Order of Canada thing. Just another letdown in my career, right? Although, here's the thing. The celebrity phone is once again lighting up. Could this be my chance? Let's go to the phone. Hello, Mr. Prime Minister.
Hey, Jeremy. Not yet. Hopefully soon. It's Jagmeet Singh. How's it going?
Oh, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh. It's good. How are you?
I'm well. I mean, it's tough for people, and I'm worried about folks, but I'm doing well personally. Everyone's healthy, so things are going well. You're okay?
Oh, you're worried about me after. What am I going to do after I get off the radio? Is that what your fear is, that I'm not going to get through this? Yeah, no, everything's good. I better warn you though, if you're calling to talk politics, you got the wrong number, my friend. You really do.
No, it's all good. I'm happy to talk about whatever. I'm open to any conversation.
You know what? And that's I appreciate this, because we always see politicians on TV almost like as a character, not as a person. So if you're cool to have a regular conversation, you know, like people, let's do it. I want to know more about you. Is that cool?
Always cool with that. Sounds great.
Okay, so what should I know about you? Now, this isn't a campaign stop. I don't want to know why you're, you know, the best choice, blah, blah, blah. What are two maybe fascinating things about you that people generally don't know?
Two fascinating things. Okay, one is when I was in university trying to figure out life, at the same time I was taking care of my kid brother who couldn't stay at home because things were kind of tough at home. So I raised him when he was 15 going to high school, and I used to go to his parent-teacher meetings or take him into school, and people would be pretty confused because we looked like close in age, but I was acting as his guardian. So that's an interesting thing. It taught me a lot and something that people don't always know. And the other thing is, I love to cook. I cook all the time. Even if I've got a long day and I come home late at night, I'll always find time to cook. So I am obsessed with cooking.
Okay, so if you can spend a good hour and a half in the kitchen prepping, what are you making?
Okay, if I got a lot of time, I'm really getting good at pizza from scratch. Everything from the sauce to the dough. I really enjoy getting a good, strong yeast going and getting the dough really delicious. So yeah, I love a good pizza from scratch. I can do a pad thai, and then lots of traditional Punjabi foods. So if I've got time, I'm probably making a couple of different things.
Okay, you only got 5 or 10 minutes.
5 or 10 minutes. Oof, 5 or 10 minutes, then I'll probably just do a quick stir fry. I got a cabbage stir fry that I do where the cabbage, I slice up in a way that kind of replicates noodles. So it's kind of like a pad thai, but with cabbage instead. So I do high heat, some oil, and then I fry up the cabbage into like a noodle thing.
You're also a music lover. You can dance up a storm. I know that much. What was the first concert that you ever went to? The first concert you went to?
Oh, this is totally going to date me. But the first concert I ever went to was Paula Abdul.
Oh.
I went to, in Detroit. And it was awesome. I was a huge, huge fan. I had a crush on Paula Abdul for sure. So, yeah, it was really fun.
Paula Abdul was your celebrity crush?
When I was a kid, no doubt, and both me and my best friend, Waleed Mansour at the time, we both, had huge crushes, had the posters up, everything, and that was my first concert. I think he'd gone to one before that, but that was my first for sure.
And I got to tell you, one of my first, was the first American red carpet that we covered was American Idol, and Paula was one of the first celebs that we had, so look at that connection.
Wow, connections, love them.
Okay, so let's go to present day. Who is your celebrity crush now?
Oof, I don't know if I'm allowed to have a celebrity crush right now. I should not be cool with that. But who we both have a lot of love for is Rihanna. She's really cool. Love that she uses her platform to talk about social justice. Also, I'm super honored that she follows and we've been able to chat over DM. So yeah, she's probably someone that I think is super dope.
Okay. Actually, yes, and Paula follows me on Twitter, so look at that. There we go.
Connections abound.
You've had some interactions with, famous American politicians, but have you had any Hollywood celebrity run-ins?
I have. I was at a TIFF party years ago, and this is normally very out of character for me because I never get shy or nervous, ever. It's one of my things. I just don't get shy. In big performances, or I have to put on a big speech, or I have to do a big event, I never choke up. That's just not my thing. I'm always confident. But in this moment, I was at a TIFF party, and Julia Roberts was there, and she needed to say hi to someone that was directly behind me, and the party was quite packed. So she kind of ended up almost hugging me, reaching over to tap the shoulder of someone behind me that she wanted to say hi to. And there's Julia Roberts, and I'm right beside her, and she's kind of almost hugging me, and I don't know what to say, so I kind of froze in that moment. So we didn't actually meet. She probably would never remember it, but I absolutely remember the moment, and I just froze up.
Okay, so you mentioned TIFF, for people who might not, Toronto International Film Festival. If you, on a Saturday night, are going to watch a movie, are you outside of a pandemic, of course, are you going to a movie theater or are you watching at home?
Oh, I love theaters. I am all about the theaters. I'm worried, though, that people are saying that there's going to be a whole new climate of movies after the pandemic, but I'm hoping that theaters are still a part of that because I love the experience going to the theater, the popcorn, the music, the big screen. As good as your experience can be at home, it still doesn't match a good movie watch in a theater.
Have you noticed that, though? You could make popcorn at home. It is never the same as when you go to a theater.
No, nothing's the same. Like, you can have an awesome sound system, you can have a great TV, but there's just something very magical about the movie theater experience. And I love it. I love going to movies and just losing yourself in those moments when you're there and having lots of fun.
Okay, so if I'm going to give you the day off and you can lose yourself anywhere in Canada, again, when there's no pandemic, I give you the plane ticket and I say, go. Where are you going and what are you doing?
Ooh, you know what? This reminds me of something I did when I was a lot younger. I was in transit and the flights got bumped around and I hadn't traveled much at the time, but I had an opportunity to go to Vancouver for a day. Basically, the way the flights worked out, they routed me through Vancouver and they said, we'll give you a layover there if you want. And I did I had a day in Vancouver, and that day still stands out to me. I went and biked around Stanley Park. I love biking, so I got to get a bike. I hiked up Grass Grind, so I got to hike up a mountain, and then I jumped in the ocean, which to me is like a perfect day, swimming, biking, and hiking. I did all three, and at the same time got to enjoy an amazing lunch at an awesome restaurant in Vancouver. So that was a really special day to celebrate a lot of the beauty of Canada and being outdoors.
So you love Vancouver. Pick one, Vancouver Canucks or Winnipeg Jets?
Well, you know, I know you're from Winnipeg, so I got to be very careful about this question. And this question is very dangerous for a politician in general. Mm-hmm. And so I was born in Toronto, so I don't think folks would hold it against me if I say Toronto Maple Leafs to kind of give you a third option because I was born there. But now I represent Burnaby, so I kind of feel like I got to say Vancouver. So I'll stick with Toronto because it's safe, and I was born there, so folks won't hold it against me.
You know, I said no politician answers, but I think, you know, you just can't help yourself, eh?
Well, this one is just, you always got to think about the city you were born in, so it's always special to reflect on that.
Well, hey, you know what? Again, my brother's from Winnipeg, and Vancouver Canucks is his favorite team. So, it doesn't necessarily... That's the weird thing, right? That people assume that just because you're in a city or from a city, that it's got to be your favorite team.
Right. It's true. Actually, being a Winnipeg... lad, are the Jets still your favorite team, or what's it for you?
I don't even follow sports. So it's hockey? Is that what you're saying? This is hockey?
Yeah. Okay. Hockey.
I've gone to a few games. I've gone to a few games, and I actually was at a media day one time, and I was beside, I don't even remember who he was. He was either not the owner or the general manager or something, and we were doing pictures, and I posted it on Facebook, and people were freaking out that I was with so-and-so from the Jets. He wasn't a player. He was just one of the big guys. It meant nothing to me. Like, I was just kind of like, I don't know. I don't know who that was. So maybe I'm not Canadian after all. How would you describe Canada in one word?
Oh, I think it's one of the best places in the world to live. I'm so honored to be able to be a part of, and needs work, and we're going to work on that together.
One word, come on.
One word. Amazing.
All right.
Love it.
We've got to go. I appreciate your time. This is really cool that you called in on my last show, and like I said, I think it's important that we get to know people who are in charge, and we know them as a person, not a politician. So let me thank you, the NDP's Jagmeet Singh, for joining us on the 15th anniversary broadcast. Thank you so much. This was awesome.
My pleasure, and I know you're going to go off to do amazing things in the future beyond the show, so good luck and congrats in advance.
Thank you. It's going to be the dark side of podcasting and YouTube. I just have this feeling.
It's going to be great, whatever it is. Well, congrats on an amazing career with the show.
Thank you so much, Mr. Singh. Hopefully we'll talk soon.